This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can the Redskins beat the Seahawks? What will the script read if, in fact, they do? That's the question. Let's get your calls, 800-636-1067. On Grant and Danny here on The Fan. You can listen to the show anytime, anywhere by downloading the all-new Radio.com app. The Fan is available wherever you go. Danny, give me the script for a win over the Seahawks.
Craziness. Something that we haven't seen. An obscure ruling. Extra turnovers. Special teams touchdown. Like a blocked field goal return for a touchdown. And a punt return for a touchdown. And maybe even a kickoff, too. The Redskins win the flukiest, craziest, most nonsensical game in NFL history. Otherwise, they're getting the doors blown off. The only chance is if you get an interception or a fumble return for a touchdown, and then a couple special teams gaffes by Seattle that you capitalize on for touchdowns if you're Washington. You ain't lining up and beating this team. You're just not. Not in this current state that you're in. Even if you were in a much better state, you probably don't win this game either. It's not going to happen unless something crazy happens. My recipe is two fluky, buffoonish, oh my God, are you flipping kidding me if you're a Seahawks fan, touchdowns for the Redskins. Minimum. That's what it's going to take.
I think that they have to, and I don't know how they're going to do it, but they got to be able to run the ball really well. They've got to have one of those running games like they had against the Rams earlier in the year or against the Eagles at FedEx Field in October last year that you didn't see coming, where against a really good front, you put up almost 200 yards on the ground. Remember Matt Jones went for a bill, ripped off a 57-yard run at the end of the game? Ari Quanjo was starting, and they just inexplicably shoved it down their throat. I think it's got to be that type of game. Now, there's a lot of things working against you to have that performance. Number one, your personnel. Number two, how much commitment to the run could you have had this week in practices and meetings when half the guys weren't involved? No one really knew who was playing and who wasn't. Makes it hard to get your head squared on correctly and really have, you know, a working philosophy that becomes a lifestyle all week long, which is kind of what Shanahan used to preach on the ground. But I think that's what they've got to do. I think they've got to, in some ways, take the air out of the football against Seattle. The Seahawks' offense is too potent and too big play prone to try to engage in some kind of like 34-32 game.
You can't do what Houston did this past week.
They lost for a reason, and they got better weapons than you do. Now, I would say this. I think that could be the script if this game was played in week one of the NFL season and you had a healthy Reed and a healthy Crowder and you had Doxson before you knew he was going to struggle and Pryor before you knew he can't play the position.
Right.
You go into that game and you say, let's sling it with this group. Let's spread them out. Let's try to match big plays. I'll take this skill group against that one. But that's not the case anymore. It's Chris Thompson, Vernon Davis, and a bunch of backup linemen around Kirk Cousins. So what do? You hand it to Rob Kelly and Samaje Perine.
Good luck.
20 sometimes, and you hope that you can get enough positive movement that you don't have to abandon it. Because in game, you can't keep doing it if it doesn't work. Go back and check my feed online from during the game this past week. They had run it 5 times for 0 yards in the second half at one point, and I said, never again.
Yeah, establish the run. That's one of those cute phrases that talking heads like to use. Everyone loves to establish the run. So you're establishing 0 yards on first down and ruining the rest of the possession, climbing out of a hole. You can't. You got to be successful. And I don't know how they're going to be successful this week. I really don't, especially without Reed and Crowder. I have no idea. I'm a fairly smart guy as far as the population goes. Not when it comes to football, obviously. I pick all sorts of crazy, dumb things to happen. I look at this as objectively as I can, even though I'm a Redskins fan, and I go, I have no idea what Jay Gruden can come up with this week consistently to move the football against this defense that's built to stop today's modern short passing games. Good luck. You want to take a shot and throw deep? You want to pat the football a couple times on some 7-steppers? Give some times for double moves? Good luck against Jaron Reed and Michael Bennett and that Cliff Avril and that just wild pack of coyotes hunting your quarterback. No thank you. I have no idea.
We had J.P. Finley on earlier today. We asked him this question. He, of course, covers the Redskins for NBC Sports Washington. We said, J.P., what is the script? How, if they beat Seattle, we're talking to you on Monday, did they do it? He said, well, it's just a one of those situations where anybody can win in any given week. Sure. But aside from that, you know, how do they beat Seattle? And his answer was good. He said, Kirk Cousins has to give you that Oakland game. He's got to play out of his mind. My point to that would be the quarterback position is dependent. And part of why he was able to play out of his mind, in quotes, in that Oakland game, Josh Doctson made him right going up the ladder and catching a 50-yard touchdown. Now, there was a couple of nice grabs in that game. You look at what Jordan Reed did middle of the field. Early on, getting Terrell Pryor going a little bit. If you don't have anyone around you making plays and you don't have an offensive line in front of you protecting you, how are you supposed to play out of your mind?
I don't know.
It makes it pretty difficult. The good news is, if you're just joining the show, listening for the first time today, our beat reporter Craig Hoffman told us when he was on the show during the Beltway Blitz today that Brandon Scherff was perhaps doing a little bit more at practice and could be getting slightly closer to being ready. I'm not convinced they're going to let him go. That's a long flight cross country. Who knows if something starts barking on a 5+ hour flight in the air to Seattle, sitting on a runway, getting out of the plane, all the things you got to go through. But when the game starts, if Brandon Scherff's on the field, their chances to run the ball are going to go up a bunch because at that point you'd have your starting right tackle and your starting right guard. So at least one half of your offensive line on the right side, not the left side where you don't have Trent Williams and you may not have Sean Laval, certainly not behind center where you don't have Spencer Long. But on the right side, you could have your Pro Bowler and a guy you just locked up who's probably going to make a Pro Bowl in the next couple of years in Moses.
And it's not as if Vernon Davis is a Hall of Fame blocking tight end. He's not Brad Keselowski, or maybe I've got the race car driver confused. Whatever. The point is, he's not a great blocking tight end.
Brad Keselowski is the race car driver.
Brian Keselowski
is the guy you're thinking of.
It's a B and then a Keselowski. Hilarious. Just add it to the names of different first name, same last name.
Hey, can we put that in that category for
it,
you?
It goes with Ben and Bob McAdoo, and it goes with...
What about
with,
Derek and David Carr?
Derek and David.
And L.A. and San Diego Chargers.
I've been nailing the L.A. Chargers. I don't know if you noticed that.
You botched it once. Tommy got in my ear like this past week.
You sure about that?
Yeah, you should have gotten
sure about
hit
that,
with
Tommy?
That rubber ball.
You sure about
point.
That, Tom?
That was a misunderstanding.
Was it?
I was commenting on a caller that said that Kirk was going to go to San Diego. And I said to Grant, I'm sure he's going to San Diego because there's no football team.
I apologize.
A little bit.
So, no, you're fine.
I've been doing L.A. pretty well, I feel like.
My bugaboo still.
Name the big blocking tight end Vernon Davis. Ain't that, but it's better than having Jordan Reed there. And Jordan Reed's excellent. I consider him a receiver. He needs to be deployed as such. Basically, your second slot receiver or, lined up one-on-one with somebody else. I have no interest in watching Jordan Reed try to block on, counters, off-tackle plays.
Why not?
Traps,
it's really effective.
He's terrible at it.
And no, he's great at it.
Bless his tender heart. He doesn't want to do it. I don't want to make him do it. It just is ugly.
You love salad, and he likes to block.
Yeah. Neither of those things are true. But Vernon Davis will be slightly better in that game.
Tommy, get Hail to the Redskins ready in case anyone picks them next. Let's do this. We want your score for Redskins Seahawks and what happens. Give us one anecdote from the game. 800-636-1067. Frankly, the phones have been way too quiet for my liking on a Friday before Redskins game today.
They play on Sunday.
Where are you guys at? Chime in. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the fan. Grant Paulson for my buddy, Jerry Mannix, Mannix Heating and Cooling. You guys hear the commercials. You heard me talk about this. I don't just talk about it on the air because I want to. I talk about it on the air because they saved my dad's house from being way less comfortable. They fixed a sunroom that was always freezing in the winter, and now it is awesome. Perfect controls. They use at my parents' house a remote, smartphone, tablet, whatever they prefer to keep their temperature beautiful thanks to Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Systems. And they're heating their house that way this winter. You got to go with Mannix Heating and Cooling. His team, professional in all aspects of their game. Their product knowledge, second to none, especially when it comes to this Mitsubishi Electric equipment I'm telling you about. This is the new system. Mannix Heating and Cooling installs sleek and quiet alternative, far less expensive than traditional HVAC systems. Get this done. Call Jerry Mannix at 703-777-9211. 703-777-9211. Just go to ManixHVAC.com for more info.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.